Let's bring in Beaver Dam High School baseball coach Nate Wilkie, whose team is working through the weather trying to get ready for the 2022 season. Coach, Mother Nature hasn't really cooperated all that much here this year, but how's the preseason prep been going for your squad?
Well, it's going well. I mean, we actually got out for the first time. We hit at Admiral Baseball Academy, and then we took the kids after done hitting. We took them out in the outfield on our JV field and got some fly balls in, which was kind of interesting for the first time being outside. And then the ground on the JV field was good enough to where we actually were able to get some ground balls. So, but that's the first time in the 2 weeks that we have been able to actually get outside and do stuff.
I know a lot of multi-sport athletes, obviously, with Beaver Dam baseball coach, but in the off-season baseball-wise, did your guys get a little work in and get better?
Yeah, a lot of kids, and we usually start up right like after Christmas break. We start with open cages at Admiral. So a lot of kids took advantage of it and got better and stuff. And you deal with the other the winter sport kids, but a lot of them even were able to get into the cage and hit a little bit and throw a little bit. So a lot of them were in good shape and ready to go right when we started practice.
It's one of those things, about Beaver Dam, when you come here, the reputation is it is kind of a baseball town where kids do multi-sports, but a lot of them do have a passion for baseball, don't they? It's not just another one of the maybe the three sports in a season that they play.
Yeah, I mean, we do encourage multi-sport athletes. I mean, I think it's good for the kids and stuff. But we have always had a good baseball program here, and the kids that, they are committed, and, we've got a bunch of kids coming up through the system, too, that I think are looking to play at the next level. So that's, those type of kids, too, are usually kind of chomping at the bit to get into the cage and do whatever they need to do. So, but yeah, we have had good participation, and that's good. If you want to be a good team, then you got to, you can't just show up the first day of practice having not touched a ball or a bat. So kids did a good job this winter and getting in shape for the season to start.
Coach, let's talk about your squad that started on the hill this year. I remember last year we were talking, we thought pitching was going to be, one of those things you're going to have one of the stronger teams. And then COVID hit and it ended up really taxing your pitching. But this year, what do you look like on the hill?
Well, I think, we bring back our top two guys, Dalen Johnson, who's a junior this year. Dalen, he wound up kind of being our ace last year, kind of like our 1A, but he's gotten a lot bigger and stronger. He's throwing, he does like those combines and stuff, and he's up to about 88 miles an hour on his fastball, and he's been working. He puts in a lot of time, just really loves baseball and stuff, so he'll probably be our number one. And then Alex Soto, he pitched a lot for us too last year. He's a senior right-handed kid, also a very good pitcher. He's a three-year starter for us. So those two will be the top two. And then the way it's looking now, like Nate Tisdale, he had quite a few innings for us last year as a junior. So we're looking at him kind of step up into that third role. Logan Thomas, who pitched a lot for us last year, he injured his elbow in that West Bend East Regional Championship game. So he's not going to be pitching for us this year, but he will be able to play the outfield. But then we've got kind of a number of different kids kind of looking for that, that 4, 5, and 6 spot, because we use probably like 8 to 10 pitchers a year. But junior Caleb Schmuel is kind of in the mix. He's a left-handed kid, the only left-hander we have on the team. And then we're looking at from last year, like Evan Sharkey pitches some, and Jake Steinmates. And then we've got two young kids, Boston Damon, we're taking a look at. He's a sophomore. He might get in the mound for us a little bit. And then freshman, which we haven't had a lot of freshmen in our program, but Eli Bryant, he's going to be a good one, I think. So he might get a look at the varsity level. And like I said, we just need to fill out that spot. We feel really good about the top of our rotation. We just got to, Keith is working with the kids, and we've got to develop a few more of those kids to get, for those long league weeks or, weekend games and stuff where you got a good rotation.
Coach, that's behind the plate. I think Alex Soto saw some time behind the plate last year. Wesley Beal was back there. Obviously, he was an anchor for you over the years. But what does it look like behind the plate?
Well, Alex Soto probably, I mean, he hasn't caught a ton. I mean, you had Wesley Beal as a three-year starter for us, so you kind of were spoiled for the last few years. But Alex Soto will probably catch a lot. And then that second spot, if Eli Bryant, if he is up with us, then he's a very good catcher. And then, there's some other younger kids, too, that we might take a look at. But I would say those two right now would probably be the top two people behind the plate. And they also both pitch. So it's going to be a lot of moving around the pieces and stuff, depending on who pitches. We got a lot of people that can play a lot of different spots, which is a good thing.
Are there a lot of kids that want to catch these days, Coach? And how do you recruit guys to say, hey, you want to get beat up behind the plate, for 6-7 innings a night?
I know a lot of times it is tough where, you may have the kid who wound up catching in Little League for all the years where, you know, they get to the high school and maybe they're not as good as what they maybe need to be. But we actually, we do have a number of kids now in our program, and, you know, some freshmen, that are very good, and some, you know, sophomores, but we actually do have quite a few kids that are interested in catching and that are actually pretty good and that we're looking forward to having with us.
Coach, let's talk about your infield. Do you want to go around your infield and talk about each position and maybe the battles that are going on there for your Beaver squad?
Yeah, I think like at first base, I know like Nate Tisdale, he's a senior and he'll get a chance to kind of, you know, prove what he's got at first base. I think probably Caleb Schmuel, you know, is another kid who also plays first base. So between those two, you know, they probably have that spot down. And then second base, Ben Scharfenberg returns to us. He's a senior. And then behind Ben, you know, like a Caden Jimenez would be, you know, like another option. Caden got some at-bats. We use him a lot as a designated hitter last year. He's a great base runner. So he's kind of an infield, outfield type. But I would say Ben probably coming into the season, he had a good junior year last year and looking good in the cage so far. Shortstop, there's a number of different kids, you know, kind of depending on who pitches, but, you know, Dalen Johnson's played short, Alex Soto's played short, that Eli Bryant and Boston Damon can both play shortstop, so I would say between those four or five guys would be there. And then at third base spot, James Westover is a kid who played some infield, some outfield last year. He'd be in the mix at third, as would, you know, one of those between like Eli and Boston, and Dalen also plays third. So kind of that combination, we got a lot of kids that play multiple spots between short and third, and then, you know, the catcher or pitcher. So that's going to kind of rotate around. Who else we have? Well, we've got a couple other. Jaden Barstow is another kid that I know plays third base. He came out this year. He did not play in our program last year. So I would say those guys as far as the infield mix. Outfield, Logan Thomas, he'll be the kind of the key cog in the outfield. He plays center field for us, and he had a great year last year. He's a junior. He was a second team all-conference kid. And then we in left field, we had Evan Sharkey, who started and played probably every inning out there for left. He also had a lot of RBIs last year, so he's in left. And then right field's kind of up in the air. We've got Jake Steinmates. He returns. He had a good year hitting last year for it. Being like him, and that Caleb Schmuel plays there. We've got let's see who else we have. Colin Strabelo can play outfield. Jake Weber. Just have a number of guys too that kind of might fill in that spot. Landon Semrau is also a kid, you know, third base or catcher too as well. Landon does those two positions. So got a lot of different kind of some interesting battles going on for a couple key spots, and we'll just kind of have to see, you know, who steps up, who hits well, and, you know, who when we get them in a game situation, who you know, takes kind of control of some of those spots.
Coach, you mentioned who hits well. Just when you look at the guys you have this year, how do you think your lineup's going to shape up? Not like a lineup, but it's going to be a power team, going to be a kind of a finesse team, a speed team. What do you think your team's going to be like offensively?
Well, I would think we'd be able to hit. I mean, we you know, only losing, you know, Wes Buell, who was a stud for us for 3 years, and then Griff Wicklund, who also was an honorable mention all conference kid. I mean, losing those two kids is big, but so that means you got a lot of kids returning. So, you know, Logan Thomas, you know, the second team all conference kid, Alex Soto is a very good hitter, usually hit leadoff for us. And then you throw, like, you know, Dalen hit well, Evan hit well, Ben Scharfenberg, I think we'll have a good year. And then some of those other seniors this year who got some playing time last year's juniors, I would think we'd be in good shape. As far as, you know, we always like to run. So if we get guys on base, you know, I think we've got a lot of really good athletes on this team, you know, kind of as seen by a lot of these kids who play all these different positions. But I would think we're pretty fast. I think our fielding should be solid. And then we'll also, I know a lot of teams don't do it anymore, but we will always bunt. You know, we get guys on base, we'll either bunt or steal or somehow get guys in scoring position and do it. But I think we've got a lot of really good contact hitters, and I'm looking forward to having a really successful season.
Coach, conference kind of reshuffled again this year. Just I know it's taken a little bit of time to kind of figure out how it all works, but what's your take on I guess the Badger East, the Badger East Northeast, or the Badger East in general? What's your take on the conference race?
Well, I know in our pod of four, I mean, I think you've probably got four of the top teams in the whole conference. I mean, between us and DeForest is always loaded, Wanakee is always loaded, and then you throw Watertown into that pod. So between us four, that's going to be a lot of good battles, and, you know, having to play them twice, you know, it's going to be, you know, some tough games and stuff. As those guys, you know, all four of these programs, you know, they've always kind of historically been very strong. As far as the the other teams in the East Division. I know Milton, I guess, has got a couple of studs. I don't know a lot about their team, other than what you know you read and you kind of you know can research and stuff. But I hear they've got a kid that's a very good player, a couple players that are very good. And then you know then like Stoughton, I don't know a ton about, or you've got Monona Grove, and then Fort Atkinson. So a lot of kind of unknowns, which is fine. You know they don't know probably much about us either and stuff, but. Yeah, I know. Just in our pod, it'll be a battle. We'll have to be good to get, you know, to get some wins in that. And then we also play like the Northwest pod, which would be like Portage. We play them actually that first week. We've got we're at Baraboo, then we have Portage here, and then the other team would be Sauk Prairie and Reedsburg. So we play all those teams once. And kind of like those adjacent pods to us. But yeah, I think the conference is very good, especially our pod. So we will, have to really play well. And I think we are capable of it.
So what are some of the things that have to happen besides just playing well, if you want to be right there in the mix, come the end of the season for a league championship?
I think the big thing is our pitching depth. Cause like I said, I think our top rotation is good, but you have to have a lot more than two pitchers to be successful. Cause, I would say like Alex would probably have one of the games in conference during the week. And then, Dalen would have the other one. So then, you need like a Nate Tisdale to have a successful year, or Caleb Schmuel, or one of those other kids kind of stepping in that fourth or fifth pitching spot. So I think that's a key, because like I said, I think defensively, the way we've looked so far, I think we've got a lot of talent. Hitting, I think we're going to hit well. And so I think it does kind of come down to that, where's our pitching depth at? And like I said, losing Logan on the mound, that would have been, you had a senior who had a very good year as a junior last year, but without him there, then, like I said, somebody's just got to kind of take that spot and go with it.
Well, Coach Nate Wilkie, I appreciate the time. And the preliminary Daily Dodge TV schedule does have a handful of Beaver Dam baseball games on. Obviously, Mother Nature plays a role in that, so we may lose some, we may add some. We'll just have to see where it goes, but look forward to seeing your team play here in 2022.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Wade.